tech startups continue to be attracted to the Mountain West, Idaho in particular. But as Madeline Beck tells us, there are some significant hurdles to keeping those businesses around.
Denver, Salt Lake, and Boise are regularly listed among the top 10 cities for new tech startups. Should California start worrying?
We're not going to be the next Silicon Valley. It's not going to happen.
That's Nick Krabs. He's part of the tech startup Vinyl, which has its largest office in Boise and develops software products. And he's right. The entire Mountain West got less than 3% of what California got in venture capital in 2018. But the Mountain West's small tech sector is growing fast, and Krabs says it has something going for it.
What we might be, though, is Boise, Idaho has gotten really cool, right? Bozeman, Montana has gotten really cool, and they have a flavor of this kind of growth there.
Krabs says Boise hardly had any resources for tech startups a few years ago, but it now supports a bustling tech community with co-working spaces, a university business incubator, and a massive yearly event called Boise Startup Week. He's one of the co-chairs.
It's a big reason why we're seeing the success we are.
He says some people move here for the outdoor recreation or to pay lower rent, but he says entrepreneurs really need a supportive entrepreneurial community and a trained workforce. And it's in these areas our region has struggled. He says when it comes to the workforce,
the solution is you know, more investment education and earlier in the pipeline.
Angela Hemingway agrees.
Students sometimes in K-12 may not even have awareness of opportunities that exist in their communities in Idaho or even the world as a whole.
Hemingway leads the STEM Action Center. It's a group funded by state and private dollars that helps Idaho students access a STEM education. On this day, she's at an Idaho Capital event to get kids interested in science, technology, engineering, and math. The kids are checking out robots, wearing VR headsets, and stacking blocks. She says over the last 2 years, her group's led an initiative to get more K-12 students computer savvy, and it's been a success.
We have seen an 11% increase in the number of teachers teaching computer science at the secondary level, so grades 6 through 12. Corresponding, we have seen an 18% increase in the number of students taking computer science.
But it's not all good. There's still a growing gap in STEM jobs and people available to fill them. She says there were more than 7,600 vacancies in Idaho last year, 21% more than the year before. That's partly because many techie kids leave our region. Take Wyoming. Here's Tyler Lindholm, a state representative there.
We invest a huge amount of money in every student that goes to one of our schools.
That is about $16,500 per K-12 student per year. And then the state chips in to fund many Wyoming students' college educations, giving full-ride scholarships to high performers or those in need.
The problem is that not every one of those kids that goes through our education system wants to be a cowboy or a coal miner when they grow up.
So Lindholm has been trying to capture some of the newest kinds of tech startup so kids have more options to stay, namely those involving blockchain technology. That's the stuff behind cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. The state has passed more than a dozen laws to entice blockchain businesses, and Lindholm intends to pass even more. And he's looking at other cutting-edge markets like artificial intelligence. After all, he says, our region is used to exploring new frontiers.
It wasn't Wall Street that won the West. It was cowboys.
Lindholm hopes his own kids want to stay in the cattle ranching business.
But, if that's not for them and they wanted to work in the tech world, hopefully dad's efforts provided more opportunities.
Back in Idaho, Nick Krabs has helped expand that massive annual event, Boise Startup Week. Now that week is not just about supporting startups, it's also about busing in college computer science students from all over the state to show them just how cool Boise is.
And we put them in concerts and do all kinds of fun stuff with them, and then they go and meet all the technology employers here in Boise. And the statistics from that are staggering. We're seeing like 30% of them who had not previously thought Boise was on their radar getting a job and moving here.
Between the concerts, restaurant tokens, and employment opportunities, he says it shows them just how great their life could be if they stay in the Mountain West. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.